Beware, you have entered the Climate Doom Archive.
CBS News, 1999. More global warming in store. We expect the possibility of as much sea level rise as 3 feet over the next century, says Jerry Malmen of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. A 3 foot rise means 450 feet of Long Island's Jones Beach disappears. Fast forward to 2026 and NOAA's tidal gauge record for Montauk on the tip of Long Island, New York. And the relative sea level trend is 3.6 millimeters per year, or 1.18 feet in 100 years. The Guardian, 2005. That sinking feeling. Signs of the catastrophe awaiting Tuvalu are already apparent on its slender ground. Ponds of seawater appear here and there. Stretches of beaches are swallowed by the waves. The roots of trees are rotting by the ocean. Fast forward to 2018 and Nature magazine. Patterns of island change and persistence of alternate adaptation pathways for atoll nations. Results highlight a net increase in land area of Tuvalu of 73.5 hectares, 2.9%, despite sea level rise, and a land area increase in 8 of 9 atolls. Science Direct, 2007. Atoll island vulnerability to flooding and inundation revealed by historical reconstruction. Fongafali Islet, Funafuti Atoll, Tuvalu. These islands are thus highly vulnerable to elevated sea levels caused by extreme events and global warming. Fast forward to 2015 and Geoscience World. Coral islands defy sea level rise over the past century. Records from a Central Pacific atoll. Funafuti Atoll has experienced some of the highest rates of sea level rise over the past 60 years. Despite the magnitude of this rise, no islands have been lost. The majority have enlarged, and there has been a 7.3% increase in net island area over the past century. Journal of Marine Sciences and Engineering, 2025. A global perspective on local sea level changes. On average, the rate of rise projected by the IPCC is biased upward with approximately 2 millimeters per year in comparison with the observed rate. And, to help put the issue of sea level rise into some longer-term perspective, this graph is from the U.S. Geological Survey, showing estimated sea levels over the past 440,000 years. And from Wikipedia, this graph shows the rate of sea level rise since the last glacial maximum over 20,000 years ago to the present. The colored list of locations on the right are the places where the tidal gauge data was collected. Thanks for joining us. See you next time in the Climate Doom Archive.
A Climate Discussion Nexus production.